You know, Shannon, this has never happened ever before in the history of this nation where they weaponized the FBI against a forming sitting president as well as the American people. And there's a meme that's floating out there right now where it shows that the Romans, you know, how they were just evil, and then they were showing the Gestapo, the Nazis, and then they were showing some other ones, and then they had the FBI on there, and the other ones were saying, "Welcome to the club." That's exactly what it is. The FBI, they have become the strong arm of the Democrat Party, no different than what the Nazis did in Nazi Germany. They're doing the bidding of this tyrannical government.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really unfortunate because even the judge that signed off on this is known. Actually, I watched Jesse Waters, and he exposed this judge. He's a total left-wing judge. He hates Trump. He's tweeted hateful things about Trump. I mean, how on earth can a judge sign this off knowing that he's already biased, right? You should pick somebody that's unbiased. In any ways, why would a judge put those political things out there that make him look biased? You know what I mean? If from the get-go, this just doesn't look good on the FBI and our justice system. It looks like they literally are attacking Trump. I mean, we know they are. Yes. But I'm saying that it is very obvious that they're going after him.
No, it's 100%. And they're doing this because they're terrified of him running in 2024.
Yep.
And, you know, they all kept saying that President Trump was a dictator. He's a dictator. Look what he's doing, everybody. He's a dictator. He's going to destroy America. He's going to... What they were afraid of, he was destroying their liberal... They were afraid of him destroying their liberal world order. That's what they're really afraid of.
Yeah. And so, who's destroying America right now, Will?
Oh, my goodness. The entire left. Nancy right. Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi.
But I'm going to throw in Gavin Newsom, the Governor Adams,
and it's
New
not
York.
Even just these Democrats. You have Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, the whole lot of them. Mitt Romney, they're all in cahoots together because they're all part of the whole establishment. But before we go on, if someone is listening out there and you want to give us a call, please, we want to hear from you. I want to know your opinion about the FBI raiding President Trump's home. What are your thoughts about this? Do you think this is good? Do you think it's okay? If you're a tyrant, well, I don't want to say you're a tyrant. Maybe you are a tyrant. But if you completely agree with this, I want to hear your opinion on it. Tell me why you agree with the FBI going into a former president's home doing this. I would love to hear it. So what's the number, Shannon?
Okay, so the number is 516-595-8069. You need to push number 1 to come on the line and talk to Mr. Will Johnson. Once again, the number is 516-595-8069. Press numero uno.
Yes, you have to push 1. You have to push 1 to come on. Okay, so we do have some audio clips that we're going to share with you. And this first one I want to share with you, this is about the FBI going on MSDNC. And of course, you know, they go on MSDNC because they have the same agenda. They go on MSDNC and they want to change the definition of what it is to be to raid. Right. They say they don't like using that word raid. We don't want to use that because
it gives them a negative.
It looks like a negative, you know, stain on the FBI. Right. We don't want to do that because it doesn't sound good. You know, listen to this, because I said this when it first broke. I was watching the Communist News Network and I was watching the MSDNC, and sure enough, they're on there talking about, should we be calling this a raid? Should we call this a raid? It is what it is. Listen to this.
Agents, by the way, don't like the word raid. They don't like it. It sounds like it's some kind of, you know, extrajudicial, non-legal thing. It's the execution of a search warrant. It's a court-authorized search warrant. I'm sure we're now going to be in for days of ranting and raving. Even at CPAC over the weekend, there was a congressman from Arizona who called for the defunding of the FBI before this even happened. So we're in for more of that. I'm sure they're hunkering down for that. But the word raid, they don't like it. They want to say they executed.
I don't care.
a search warrant, all of that going on, meticulous searching. Even, you know, I've seen situations where devices, electronic devices, thumb drives are being searched for, and they actually have dogs. I'm not saying
you know what? It's really interesting because in this audio clip, we play it from a video, and on MSDNC, they have it, this is what they have at the bottom banner. It says, FBI raids Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. A member from the FBI goes on MSDNC and said, we don't like the word raid. So right at towards the end, MSDNC changed it to FBI executes search warrants at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. So they're going along with it. And I can see right now the fake fact checkers, they're all going to come out and say, this was not a raid. This was not a raid. And anyone who says this is a raid, we're going to penalize you for saying that this was a raid. Well, guess what? It's a raid. A raid is a raid is a raid.
Yeah, I really don't care if they like the name of it or not.
But the point is that you go on social media, the socialist media outlets, and you say, hey, look, they just raided President Trump's home. And they're like, oh, that's not correct. They didn't raid it. They executed a search warrant. Well, what is that? When they executed a search warrant, they raided their home. I bet you they didn't.
I mean, they broke open a safe. They went through Melania Trump's clothes. I mean, you can't tell me that.
You know, they trashed the place. Right. That's what they do when they raid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure that they left quite a mess behind.
Oh, of course. And then of course, you know, when the next day after this broke, I had to go look at the lying liberal media. And, you know, that's my research. I go and look at it. A lot of people can't stand to look at them. I can't stand looking at them either, but it's part of the job. It's part of the job. I have to go look at them. And I noticed I'm sitting there looking at it on Communist News Network, CNN. They're literally saying that President Trump was trying to flush evidence down the toilet.
Yeah. Which we know wasn't even true. It was a toilet that looked like it belonged. I mean, it had plastic hinges.
It was probably from a Motel 6 toilet.
And I'm just, well, it was clean. I was just.
Are you saying there. Motel 6 not clean?
I'm saying I don't know about Motel okay. 6. It's
but the point is they were saying that President Trump, when the FBI came in, President Trump automatically was trying to push stuff down the toilet, hide evidence down the
and
toilet.
And he wasn't even there.
He was in New York.
Yeah.
He was in New York.
Yeah. Well, today, the Attorney General, Garland, came on and did a short press conference, and he said that he personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant a former president's private residence at Mar-a-Lago, right? He said since he's become Attorney General, he's made it clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court's filings and work justice, and now it's work and it's work through the justice system. So they say that they don't really like to come out there and make statements about what they found. They'll do everything through the court system, and they said that they will authorize for the probable cause of the warrant to be released. So that's interesting. We'll see what that I mean,
he's a total snake.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a total snake regardless.
Right. But this is what gets me is when he says stuff like this, like all Americans are entitled to an even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence, which will really, they have not dealt with President Trump from the angle of they presume he's innocent. It's been very evident from the beginning that the minute he stepped foot in that White House, they presumed he was guilty of what? They assumed he was guilty of colluding
with Russia.
Total lie, right? And then they did, like you constantly say, $43 million worth of investigations.
Presuming
he was guilty and he was innocent. So when he says stuff like this, you know, that's what makes people go, you know what? You guys have done the very opposite. You may say that that's what you want to do, but that's not what you're doing. Even with Hunter Biden, right? Did they raid his home?
No. And there's videos and pictures with him with prostitutes, him smoking crack. They didn't do anything. And then Hillary Clinton, after being subpoenaed, imagine if President Trump would have burnt the records. What if President Trump would have bit bleach the records? that right. these documents that he's looking for? What if he got beached and poured all over? They would say, oh, he tampered with evidence. What if President Trump had all the Secret Service smash your phones? Right. What if they did all that? Not a single time that they even talking about, well, we need to investigate, let's raid her home. They didn't do that. And the reason why they didn't do that, because they know that it would cause disruption throughout the country. It's never been happened. It's never happened before.
I even recall.
This man didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything. He's been cooperating with the FBI. He's been cooperating with these idiots. Every single time they asked for something, he cooperated 100%. And then they still turn around and did this. They did this because they're terrified of him. They did this because of 2024. They did this because of Arizona is the clean sweep of all of the mega Republicans, even not just Arizona, but across the country, during the primaries, these mega Republicans are winning by and large. They did a straw poll. President Trump is still number one on top. He still controls the party. They can't stand it. It's eating them alive. They said, we have to do something. They're feeling that they have to go to the extra measure. They have to go to the extreme, because if they don't do the extreme, he's going to return. They're making up something here. Yeah. They're making it up.
I totally agree. And I think it's really sad that then you have, you know, there's two sets of justice systems, one for the Democrat and one for the Republicans. Just like Hunter Biden will, if I even recall, there was even Democrats, not only the media, but even Democrats were saying, oh, Hunter Biden laptop doesn't even exist. It actually took the media to, other than Republicans and right-wing media saying it did exist, to come out and say, hey, listen, it exists, and yeah, here it is, right?
Yep.
And now all of them are going, now all of them won't even say anything about the laptop.
Then I don't want to say nothing about it. Just like none of them say anything about Hillary Clinton, when she literally destroyed evidence that was, they subpoenaed for it. She destroyed it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're coming for it. Destroy it. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
But this, they did this because they, the fear, the level of fear that they have for President
Trump.
And,
you know, I even recall when Hillary Clinton was in the hearing and they asked her about, you know,
I wiped it with a, you mean like with a cloth?
Yeah. She has such an arrogance, right? Like, she knows nothing's going to happen to her.
Yeah. You know what? Like, and the reason why, I think, because she has so much dirt
on so many people.
Her and Billy Clinton have so much dirt. They say, hey, y'all bet you need to make this go away. You need to make this go away.
Oh, you know what? Well, we have a caller on the phone. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. We have Dawson on the line from
Utah. Dawson, it's been a minute.
I hope he's still on here.
Yep. Dawson, are you there? Dawson, are you there?
How's it going, Will? Yeah.
Dawson.
Yep. How's it going?
Hey.
Good. How about you, Dawson? Yeah. How you doing? What you got for us?
It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a while, Dawson. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, I've been busy. I wanted to talk about what happened at FBI raiding company
in the Mar-a-Lago home. Yep. Let me ask you a question. Do you have me on speakerphone? Because you're like really fading in a lot, really bad.
Yeah, it's breaking up.
And you're breaking up a lot. And I want to make sure everyone can hear your question. Are you, you have us on speakerphone? If you do, can you take us off of speakerphone?
No, I have you on my AirPods.
Okay, maybe just go directly to your phone.
1 second. Let me see if I can fix it real quick. Okay. Can you hear me
better now? No, it's actually got worse. Yeah, I can hear. It's just really, really bad signal. And most of the time, you come through, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, my phone's been acting kind of messed up lately.
Okay, well, do this for me. Do this for me. Reboot your phone and then call right back. Okay.
Okay.
Give your phone a reboot and give me a call back. Okay, so while we're waiting for him to come back, I want to play this clip, and you just actually got this clip, this audio clip, with Garland, where he's basically praising the FBI, right? And he's talking about this negative information about the FBI is wrong. Is wrong. They did this.
Yeah, there's been a lot of flack. In fact,
backlash.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's actually better. Larry Elders.
I thought
Elders,
you were talking about Ben Affleck.
Larry Elders, he was walking down the street. Everybody knows who he is. And there's a sign hanging from it looks like some wire or whatever, and it said F-U-C-K, the FBI. You know what I mean? He said, this has been hanging here for 2 days now. You know, because people are mad. People see the injustice that's happening in our country. They see that what Hillary got away with. They see what Hunter Biden is getting away with. And then they do a visible raid. You know, Will, you said that Trump's been cooperating with the FBI. There was no reason to raid his home. Even his family attorney said there was no reason to do this.
Yeah, there was no reason. And then they wanted to turn the cameras off while they did the raid.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Actually,
what? Turn the cameras off. What do you mean turn the cameras off? No. No.
There wasn't any audio or video, but Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, what's her name? Goldfield?
Getfield. Getfield.
No. What's his girlfriend's name?
Go ahead. Tell the story.
Anyways, she was saying that they actually did plant some bugs while they were there.
Really?
That's what she said. I don't know. We'll see.
Kimberly,
thank you.
Yeah, Kimberly. Yeah.
Kimberly said that they planted some.
Let's listen to this is completely a tyrant. These are tyrants. And listen to them. We're supposed to be like, oh, the FBI is doing a great job. Yes, they are. No, they're not. Listen.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of.
All right, hold on. It's kind of loud there. Let me fix that there. All right, here we go.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety, while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them.
And let me give you a tip of information here. He's reading from a teleprompter. He's not saying this from heart. He's not saying this because he actually mean it. I don't think he mean it. They have weaponized the FBI people. And not only have they weaponized the FBI, they have weaponized the IRS. They're hiring 87,000 agents, armed agents, to come after the small business, to come after you, the American people. And I've been saying this, and there's no record of it, right? But I've been saying this. I would not be surprised if the IRS make up a tax law next week, 2 weeks from now, and say, hey, you owe back taxes on this new tax law for the last 15 years. What's to stop them from doing it? The corruption is at an all-time level. What's to stop them?
Well, see, and that's the bad thing. That's the situation that we're in right now. Like, nobody trusts anybody anymore, right?
They're giving us reasons not to trust them.
And the fact that they're, I was just going to say, weaponizing, like, the FBI as a political pawn for their agenda is really sad. You know, I think it's sad when I listen to him and he says he wants to protect the integrity of the FBI. Well, what about protecting the integrity of an ex-president when you don't have any substantial evidence that he's done something wrong, right? I mean, you had Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton who stole $200,000 worth of furniture and you didn't raid their home and do all this stuff trying to get it back. You got it back and they actually had to pay for some of the furniture, but it wasn't a big, huge stink, right? They protected the integrity of President Clinton and they tried to keep it somewhat quiet without too much criticism. But Trump, they're just coming after him. And the thing is because they don't want him to serve a second term.
No, they don't. Right? They don't. Seems like I can hear somebody on the line.
Yeah, we actually have Dawson back on the line.
Okay, do we have Dawson? You there, Dawson? Hopefully got a better signal this time.
Okay, maybe not. We have, is there Pete from the Midwest? Is Pete on the line?
Muted.
Nope, I guess we're just muted now.
Yeah, this is me, Bianchi from the Midwest. How you guys doing?
All right, good, good, good. It sounded like we were just muted there for a second. I heard it come through. Can you hear me?
Oh, boy.
Oh, we were muted for some reason.
Yeah, we were muted.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, can you hear us now?
Can you hear us? Maybe let her know on the other end that we were muted, because we can hear him now.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Yeah, it sounded like she muted us.
Unmuted.
Okay, now we're not muted. Can you hear us now? I think he might have dropped off now.
We lost him.
Yep, and he drops off.
Sorry, she accidentally muted us when she unmuted you. I guess it's Pete, but call back if you can. I'm sorry, we're having problems with the phone today.
Yeah, it happens. You know, yeah. I have more technical issues. I'm guaranteed to have a technical issue at least once a month.
Once a month?
You guaranteed.
Like once a week, are you kidding me?
I'm talking about guaranteed. I'm guaranteed to have some kind of technical issue.
Okay,
but,
he's back.
Oh, he's back? We got Pete back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Let's bring Pete on. You there, Pete?
It's Pianchi. How you doing, sir?
Pianchi.
Okay, hey, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for calling back.
How you doing, ma'am?
Good. So, hey, tell me, what do you think about them raiding President Trump's home?
Well, they had a warrant.
Okay.
A search warrant.
Okay.
They had an affidavit, but you had to stand back 10 feet to read it. That needs to change. And within the affidavit would have spelled out what they were looking for. When the FBI or any other federal agency come to a state and want to come to a city or municipality, they need to check in with the local authorities or the sheriff before they go out knocking on people's doors.
Did they do this in this case?
Plus, they need to check their weapons with that local authority.
Yeah,
they don't need to be carrying weapons all throughout your city.
Yeah, they did that too, I heard.
Yeah, well, we just want to make sure that that's what goes on. But that reading that standing back 10 feet off that affidavit is totally wrong, where people can't read it. Another point. The states need to take back this power that they have gave to the federal government.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
They need to come together and put the handcuffs on them. One thing they should do is stop the federal government from borrowing money. And then when something comes down that's unconstitutional, I don't care if it's coming from a court, because we know how treacherous they are. Mm. They just need to say, no, we're not going to do it.
Yeah,
and I ask you,
oh, go ahead.
The two of you, what can they do? They can't do anything to the states. The powers that the federal government come from the states. And you know, one other thing, the concentration should be on the electorate, not the politicians, because it's the electorate, because of their ignorance, that's voting these politicians into office. And once they get there, they just run however they want to run.
That's true.
And we know some areas where that go on for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what? Unfortunately, what you say is true, but unfortunately, there's a lot of people that don't know the power that the states have, right? And so they just submit to the power of the federal government. And in fact, they're even advocating for more power of the federal government. I mean, you have the federal government right now saying that the states don't know how to do fair elections, even though they say the Democrats say there was fair elections when they get involved or elected. But when a Republican doesn't get elected, they say they're not fair. So they want to remove the Electoral College and actually move it to the federal government, where the federal government takes over the elections. That's one way that they become more powerful. And that's really what this administration is doing more often than not. And in fact, even when the states decide on something, you have the federal government, the judiciary department, now actually suing states for certain laws that they pass, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. 100% ridiculous.
Well, here's the point. If those cases are heard in the state court, they're not going anyplace. And at some point in time, the states have to say, no, we're not doing it. I tell you another thing, more American citizens should open carry. Put that gun on your hip like you have the responsibility and the right to do so.
Well, amen. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Except that way it will become more of a societal norm. You know what I'm saying?
What state do you live in?
I stay between Missouri and Louisiana.
Okay.
Another thing, mm-hmm. Educate your children. Your children should be well-versed in the Constitution of the United States and American mm-hmm. history.
Mm-hmm.
All the Articles of Confederation, anti-Federate papers, Federate papers, the Articles of Confederation, the wars that this country has fought in. Because, see, if you're not doing that, then when they become an aide where they can be coerced and persuaded, then the next thing you know, they're going to be talking about anarchy and that the country is no good.
And you don't think we're, that's exactly what's happening, actually.
You don't think we're at that point already?
Yeah, I was going to say they've actually deliberately made our children ignorant on our government and how it proceeds. But in fact, let me tell you something. Muslims actually teach their kids. I know when we lived in California, they would actually have groups of Muslims come and they would teach them how the laws work in the country. That way they learn them, they know how it works and how to manipulate certain things. Today, our young people just don't do that. We're not really teaching them about our government, at least not enough.
The parents.
Yeah, it is. The parents
went to sleep.
Yep, the parents did go to sleep.
That's such a profound statement. We've gone to sleep. We've literally entrusted our children to the educational system.
And you know, another thing, are you electing somebody for a higher office, somebody to work in a public school, somebody to work for an agency, they should have passed a citizenship, a constitutional test. Matter of fact, before kids graduate, they should pass a test about the history of the United States.
You know
critical
what?
Race theory is nothing more than a way to shame whites on things that happened in the past. Yep. That's all it's about.
Will's actually said that about people that take office here in America. He's like, oh, if you're running for Senate, if you're running for Senate,
I've always said if you're running for any political office,
you should have to pass
no
a
matter
test.
What level it is, no matter what level it is. And I said, let's make it something like multiple choice question on the test, and it, based off the U.S. Constitution. And then after they take that test, regardless of the scores, this should be publicized for the entire world to see. So when issues come up that's related to the U.S. Constitution, we can refer to the scores if they know what they're talking about. But I know it's never going to happen because we have those on, especially
well,
those,
you can
these
make
people.
It happen, young man. Yeah, you can make it happen. I won't be around, but you have to make this happen. If not, you, what's the point of living? What's the point of voting for local candidates if the federal government is going to be giving out the rules and regulations and telling you what and what not to do? I mean, think about it.
I hear you.
You've got to make this happen.
Yeah.
If you don't have kids, get your nieces and your nephews and have sessions with them. Don't be going out to the basketball court shooting hoops and running patterns. Teach your kids this because that's who they are attacking.
Yeah,
you're right. They are attacking the young people.
Oh, you're so spot on.
That's the future.
You're so spot on. That, you know what? They are coming
for your show. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
He's so spot on. They are going after the children. They are going after children. And you know, and I've been saying it. It dawned on me for the last, I guess, month or so now about that all of these politicians, no matter what level, they should have to take a multiple choice questionnaire, a test, and those scores should be made public.
Yeah, and I agree with him. Even when you graduate, you know, when you graduate high school, at least I did. I don't know about you, but you know, we
are
had
you
to
saying
take,
I didn't graduate high school?
No, I'm saying I don't know if you had to take the test in order to graduate. We had to take, you know, we had to write an essay. We had to pass certain tests, SATs, et cetera. You know, that you were able to graduate high school. It wasn't SATs, but
well, I'm just saying there was other tests.
Yeah,
but
I think
that they
a big huge
you to
part
take.
Of it should be about our government. But see, they don't care. Unfortunately, I don't feel like that they care about nationalism. They don't care about people caring about our country and
well,
how
they do care about
works.
Nationalism, but they care about nationalism as pointing it out as a bad thing.
Yeah, so all you parents out there, I mean, really, we need to take it seriously. We really need to take it into our own hands to teach our children the Constitution and even maybe yourself. Right? If you don't know it as well, I know we can always be, you know, we look at things often, but I can't recite every single thing in the Constitution. I should probably get better about it.
No, you know, I do have one of those pocket constitutions.
We do. Yeah, we have those.
I carry around with me. And there's been some cases where they, you know, they asked me for my Nazi vaccine papers.
I
pull my Constitution out. This is my paper right here. I mean, really, this is my paper right here. And, you know, they don't like it because the left, they've already expressed how much they disdain the U.S. Constitution. They despise it. They They believe the U.S. Constitution is grotesque. They believe it's out of date. They think the U.S. Constitution should go away. If it doesn't go away, it should be rewritten.
We know, just like they got mad about the ruling about Roe versus Wade, when all the Supreme Court said was, hey, listen, it's really not protected by the government. Let's put the vote back
by the federal government. Go back to the states, right? Because the states have the power.
And they all were saying, oh, we have a constitutional right. That's ignorance of the Constitution. Right. And the sad thing is, you have politicians like Pelosi and Schumer and all these people out there pushing the wrong thing. They're not,
you know,
they're pushing,
you know what it is? You know what
people.
It is? They've been in those positions for so long. They believe that their way of government is above the U.S. Constitution. They believe the things that they want, the way they want it, is the way things should go. You know, just off the wall here really quick, a quick example, Nancy Pelosi, how she, her husband bought $5 million in this, you know, this chip, microchip, semiconductor chip bill or company, $5 million. And then the bill got passed, of course, but Joe Brandon just signed it. And then, he just signed it. And he became that much richer, Nancy Pelosi's husband, and she's like, I didn't give him any information at all.
She's like, oh, of course not.
Yeah, how in the world did he know to buy that particular stock? And the media even asked that question, and she just walks away. It's complete corruption. But they don't want to see what they're doing as corruption. But they want to see what they're doing is, this is the way politics are. This is the way we run. And what's really interesting is even AOC called it out. AOC called out how they were doing this corruption. But then, you know, all of a sudden she got silent about it. She don't say anything anymore about it. They're probably like, hey, you need to be quiet about this. Here's some money. Shut up.
Well, you know, I think it's really funny how Manchin and Sinema got real quiet. Well, Manchin kind of tried to support his stance on that inflation bill, but Sinema was real quiet about it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, nothing.
Unusually quiet to me.
Nothing. Because they got a deal. They got something under the table. And you know what? It doesn't even, they made this deal and they're going to destroy the country. So what happens with, what are they going to be left with? What are they going to be left with? If it gets to the point to where I think it's going to get, it doesn't matter what deal they made. They're not going to end up with anything, just like the rest of us. Well, they are politicians. They probably have their safe havens. They probably have the mountain up under the ground when everything hits the fan.
Well, I think people really need to pay attention to the elections coming here in November. You know, actually, I was going to say earlier, you know, Liz Cheney, she has her election coming
up here on
August
16th. I saw, was it 5 days now?
Yeah, it's 5 days from
now.
And that'll be interesting how that, you know, all these elections, you know, I think they have people voting more now than ever. That's a good thing, right?
The bad thing is,
just like that gentleman that called earlier, is people are voting, but the sad thing is they're ignorant on what's really happening. They're ignorant on our Constitution. Yeah. They're, you know, they really don't know who their representative, what their representatives really stand for, sad to me as well. You know, we have people all the time, you would talk to them and go, why do you support this person? They go, you know, it's not the other party. It's really what it comes down to, right?
Well, they say vote blue no matter who.
Right.
I mean, that's their whole motto. And I mentioned it before, you know.
Yeah. You know, you showed a video last night, Will, where you showed some guy that was being interviewed in front of Trump Towers.
Yeah, I can play that. I'll play the audio clip for everyone.
It's actually gone
viral.
Oh.
My goodness. You know, multiple people are posting it everywhere. And I saw it on Twitter, and it had over 4 million views. And it's just a really short, short clip.
Right, but this just shows what's happening in America today.
And
people talk bad about Trump.
Right.
And they seem to regurgitate things that the Democrat Party says, but they really don't know the facts at all.
Yeah.
Right? And this just demonstrates that.
Listen to this. Listen.
Is this unprecedented to arrest a former president for not turning in documents?
Well, I don't know a former president that had committed this many provable criminal acts.
Let me stop it there before we go on. This many provable criminal acts. And this is them standing outside in front of the Trump Tower with a big banner saying arrest Trump right? The man's not even in office any longer, and they're still going after him because they're terrified of him. That's the reason why they're doing it. But he said provable criminal acts, right? Now, listen, I'm going to take it back just a little bit because, like I said, it's a really short clip. It's a really short clip. Listen when he's asked about those provable criminal acts. I'm going to start it over so y'all can get the full contents. Listen.
Is this unprecedented to arrest a former president for not turning in documents?
Well, I don't know any other former president that had committed this many provable criminal acts.
But what are the provable criminal acts, I guess?
Provable criminal acts. Well, I'm done talking.
I'm done talking.
You gotta see this guy's face.
Man.
He talks about confidence, right? Like many crimes, and then when we ask about him, he gets all flustered.
I'm done talking.
What on earth?
But you know what? That is the mindset of the entire left.
Yes.
They all say Trump is a criminal. Right. Trump is a criminal. Well, can you tell me what crime is he broken? I'm done talking. I'm done talking.
I don't know. What they're literally saying.
I'm done talking.
I have no idea.
I've been told, but I'm done talking because I don't know. I don't know. You know what it is? And I gave an analogy of this, and I've said this for a while now. You know what it is? They'll lie and they'll say that there's been a murder that took place, Shannon. A murder took place. I'm telling you right now, a murder took place. And then you're going to ask me, well, is there a missing persons report? No, there's not.
What evidence do you have?
Well, we don't have any evidence yet. We need to find it.
Huh?
We need to find the evidence.
I know where you're going with this.
But that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, they're saying they're looking for a crime, but there's no evidence that there's been a crime.
There's no missing persons report. There's no knife. There's no gun that was used. There's no blood. There's no car that was used to run someone over. There's no weapon at all. But they're saying that someone was murdered. Well, we need to investigate to find out who was murdered. Well, are you missing anybody? No. Do you know anybody's gone? No.
I don't know.
Can you call so-and-so? Let me call and see if that person been murdered. Hey, how you doing? Oh, never mind. You're there. They do this with everything. They did it with the Russia dossier.
Russia.
They did it with Ukraine when Pencil Neck Adam Schiff was reading the transcript when he said he was doing a parody. He was literally lying while he was reading the transcript, having everyone believe that there was some dirt there, there was some corruption going down in the transcript, and there was nothing there.
You know, it's really sad to me.
That we live in a country and a world with Democrats and liberals?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
And I'm tired because there's so many other more important things, right, that we should be talking about. If President Trump took a document they shouldn't have taken, you know what? At this point, I really don't care. Like, I really, and I think this speaks for a lot of the people in America, they care more about their child's education. They care more about gas. They care more about their groceries,
care more about the electric bill.
Right. I mean, these are the things that
care
are affecting
about more
us
about their safety
every single
of their family.
Day. And then they pile on all this other hate on top of mm-hmm. just our everyday problems.
Yep.
And it just gets really frustrating to me because you sit there and you think, I mean, all day, you know, it's like I'm going through all this stuff and it's like
the
you
news
know,
feed is just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And it's all. You know what? So last night I was doing in the evening at 9 p.m. Central, I'll do a broadcast, and it's on, you know, I go to the socialist media outlets, Facebook, YouTube, you know. And I was on there, and I actually opened the phone calls, and a lot of people were calling me, and they were talking about it. A few people were saying that this, what they're doing here is a distraction. Because they signed this green stinking new deal, and they did the chip bill, mm-hmm. the same, and they did all this around the same time.
They
raided President Trump's home,
and then President, without getting approval, but he sent another $1 billion in military support to Ukraine.
So on top of the deficit,
right? On top.
So
of
they're literally destroying the country. There's no checks and balances.
Right.
There's no representation.
And if somebody does check them or try to balance it out, they demonize them.
Yep.
And say, oh, the Supreme Court is terrible, or oh, the Republicans are the problem, or oh, this, or oh, that. And yet, right now the Democrats are in control, and every single thing they do does not seem to help the situation that the everyday people are in.
No, it doesn't. So another thing I've been talking about, if I can, there's people.
You can do whatever you want. Sure, sure.
Oh, well, thank you.
Young man.
Well, thank you.
He called you young man.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Call you old man, but he called you young man. Just
kidding. There's people out there that hated Trump. Do you remember Megyn Kelly?
Yeah.
She was on Fox News. You remember in 2016? In 2016.
Wait, didn't Trump say she was like bleeding out of her eyes or something like that?
Yeah, and then they all associated to a woman having a menstrual cycle. I'm like, what? But she was one of the ones that was hosting the debate. And, you know, they were happy to have her because she hated Trump.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm,
okay,
I
so
that.
I'm just like, oh, she hated Trump, right? What the FBI and what the Democrats have just done have actually woke up people that hated Trump and said, look, Trump hasn't done anything wrong.
Right.
And this is getting people to the point they're like, this is not right.
You know,
this has gone just on a little too far.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it starts to make people examine what's really happening,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's like, you know what? And once again, I think it's because of what I said before, because there's so many other things we could be doing.
There's so many other. And
right?
Now everyone's attention, because this never happened in history.
But then everybody knows elections are coming.
Yeah, but this never, and you know what? They're also saying, why did they do this right before the elections too, right? It was like 90 days or something like that. Mm-hmm. They did this right before the elections. Why did they do that? They did that trying to kill the momentum of the mega Republicans. But you know what? My opinion, all this is going to do is energize it. It's going to energize it. I mean, what? Listen to what Megyn Kelly said. And let me remind everyone that's listening. She hated President Trump. 2016, she could not stand him. And reports, if I remember correctly, she was crying. She was bawling because Hillary Clinton didn't win.
Yeah.
Not because Trump won, but because Hillary Clinton didn't win. She was angry, like she was throwing stuff at Fox News. She was at Fox News at the time. Listen to what she's saying now, though.
There is no way that's what they were searching for. There's no way. I watched all the coverage last night. I've read everything. And I read Andy McCarthy this morning, who, as it turns out, agrees with me. I agree with him. He's a former top prosecutor, former assistant U.S. attorney. And he says the same thing. This is about January 6th. If you believe this is about classified documents having to do with bullshit Trump took with him when he left office, your head is in the sky. This is about January 6th and the never-ending desire to get Donald Trump on something. They don't want him to run for election again. They're mad he did not get convicted on the first or the second impeachment. They're mad that he did not get pursued criminally by the New York DA. They are mad that Russiagate fell apart, and they are mad that he's leading in the polls. He's crushing DeSantis. His candidates of choice all made it into office, virtually all of them last week.
Let me stop it real quick.
Well, they didn't make it into office, but they won the primary. Some did, but
he's not. Primaries. And I've been saying this every time I talked about this particular clip, because she's saying like Ron DeSantis and Trump are, you know, opponents of one another.
Right.
And I've said, you know what? Imagine Ron DeSantis and President Trump on the same debate stage. I think that would be the only time there would be a debate where they would compliment one another. And they're like, this is not a debate. What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
Let's get into the dirt. Yeah, because they agree on a lot.
I mean, and Ron DeSantis has already made it clear. He said it multiple times that if President Trump does not run, he will run. Well, you know, for the most part.
I don't know if he said that.
He said
look, if he runs, I'm not.
If he does, I'm not. Yeah. So, look, they would love to have it, but they have them at each other's throats. But you know what? They're forcing President Trump to run. And I'm going to prove that here in just a second. I'm going to play an audio clip from Judge Jeanine where she actually pointed out too. And I've been saying it, but she actually says it too. But listen to the rest of this from Megyn Kelly. And you know, if Megyn Kelly stayed like this, I would be like, you know what? She's spot on. But she hated Trump. I don't know if maybe this is just a wake up call now, because I've said this multiple times to many people. They're waking up to it. Listen.
All made it into office, virtually all of them last week, and they are prepared to unleash hell. The Democrats play dirty. And Merrick Garland is very clearly willing to go along with that. He's been moving in the concentric circles toward Donald Trump over the past several weeks, going after his top advisors, subpoenaing them, You know, we've seen close Trump advisors in handcuffs, dragged away as if they're mobsters. This is really getting alarming. And the American public deserves answers.
The American public does deserve answers. But you know what?
We'll never get the answers that we're actually looking for.
You know what? I think that like Garland said that he's going to release the transcript from the subpoena, right? But I'm willing to bet that they're going to block out a lot of it. They're gonna you know how they put the black marker on it and make it where you can't see most of it, where you can't.
Well, I don't know how it works, but on Fox News they're saying that now it's in Trump's hands whether or not they actually release it. I guess he has to be okay with it.
To my understanding, they didn't even leave a copy with them.
Trump said. He said that, yeah.
What is that? They're supposed to be able to have a copy.
Yeah.
What is that?
I mean, it's them not being transparent.
100%.
Once again, you know, they always said that they were going to be transparent from the very beginning, and they are not transparent from the
very beginning.
You know, and now you have people that say, we're going to speak, you know, Attorney General said, I'm going to speak through the courts. We're going to speak through the courts. Well, the reason why they do that is it protects them.
They want to hide behind the court.
Right.
Yeah. So listen to this audio clip with Judge Jeanine. She goes off and you can hear the resident liberal on there trying to argue with Judge Jeanine because she's talking about, well, they mentioned one person being a Trump appointee. But let me remind people of stuff. There were so many people working around President Trump. They were saying, Trump, this person, this person, this person, we need to get this person. Trump doesn't have the time to go sit down and investigate every single person. He doesn't have the time. But they try to say that, oh, look at this. But let me remind you of somebody. Look at Attorney General Barr, former Attorney General Barr. He became a complete flake. He flipped on President Trump. But listen to what Judge Jeanine says here.
Whose burden is it?
Yes.
Who drafted it?
Exactly.
Let me get back up for a second. Harold yesterday, his whole defense was, tell us what was in the warrant. Tell us what was in the warrant. That was a defense of the Democrats. Well, Donald Trump didn't get a copy of that warrant. Neither did anyone on his team. I spoke to Eric Trump 10 minutes before this show. They were not allowed to get a copy of the warrant. They were not allowed to have any of the attorneys on scene there while the FBI...
What about this, Lindsay?
Let me finish.
You believe Newsweek?
Wait a minute. I don't believe Newsweek. But let me make my point here. I was a judge. You decide a warrant based upon the application and the affidavit. We know that the FBI has no credibility because the FBI put in affidavits before FISA judges regarding national security that were based on lies and Trump haters who wanted to make sure that Hillary Clinton won. That same crew that called us domestic terrorists, who then lied about making sure Donald Trump wouldn't be president, we're supposed to believe
Excuse
them
me.
And let me make
Christopher
something
Ray is a Trump
clear.
Appointee. Let Christopher make, Ray
Christopher
is a
Ray is
appointee.
As much a part of the deep state as the rest of them. Now let me explain
Where
something
that
about
from?
Christopher Ray did not. He was called to answer before Congress. He couldn't answer anything 2 weeks ago about what was going on in Congress in terms of what he's doing with the FBI, how he's punished any of the people, whether it was McCabe or Strzok or the rest of them. He did nothing, zero, zilch. All right, now let me tell you a little bit about this warrant. They can put anything they want in the warrant. It is the execution of the warrant that is filed with the court that contains what they got. Now, how did they take those boxes? Injudiciously is the word that was used. That means they took boxes. They did no inventory. We don't know what was in the box. They set it up so that they can say anything was in that box. And to go through Melania Trump's clothes, it's an outrage. This is their effort to intimidate the Trumps and make sure that the Trumps are not in a position where they can deny anything.
Listen.
At the end of the day here, what we've got is a corrupt Justice Department, a corrupt FBI, based upon what has happened in the last 7 years. They've gone after Donald Trump for 7 years. They will not stop. The FBI, the DOJ, the Attorney General, they want him on anything. And I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here, the guy's going to run for president now because they pushed his buttons.
They pushed his buttons.
You know what's sad to me? And it's, I think that one thing that she brought up is they just took stuff and was throwing it in the boxes and hauled it away.
Uh-huh.
They should have taken inventory. And the lawyer for Trump should have been able to be there to see what they were putting in those boxes.
To because be able to at document this point, they can add whatever they want.
Right.
That's my, and that's what I was saying.
And if you're looking for transparency, if you're looking for integrity,
they're not transparent.
Those are steps that you should have taken.
They're not transparent.
Which is also why they wanted the cameras. I mean, let's be honest. When you start looking at all these little things, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
It's very frustrating to me when you start looking at all these little things and how people can defend how they're doing things. Listen. If you want people to say you have integrity, if you want people to think that you're being honest, that you're being forthright, and that you only want or have an interest of justice, you'll make all the right decisions and the right steps. They're not doing that.
No, they're not. They're not.
Not even to protect themselves.
No.
Right?
Yeah. They're not even doing it. It's just amazing. I you know...
Yeah, and the head of, or he was, he's not the head of the DOJ, but he was a representative. He was like some, he was in charge. Remember, he sat in front of Congress and they questioned him about how come they didn't, you know, file charges against anybody that had protested in front of the judges' houses. And they asked him about Hunter Biden, and they asked him about all these things, and he couldn't answer anything. You're absolutely right. You know what he did? He did the same thing that AG Garland just did. He said, we only go through the court system.
Yep. Yep. But they're doing all this corruption, and then when it comes to light, we'll go through the court system.
Right.
Did they? I mean, and they're using the court system. But you know what? But they're finding liberal communist federal judges in the court system to do their bidding.
Exactly. And that's a problem, too. If you want to do the right steps, you're not going to pick somebody that is visibly and has a history of hating Trump to sign that subpoena.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about them talking about the left is saying that the right is talking about taking up arms? What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, because you just heard
I've heard him talking about
that
it.
Man called in earlier. He's like, oh, you know what? Everybody needs to be caring, and they need it to be visible.
Yeah.
They need the government to know that, hey, listen, we're the boss, not the government. He's absolutely right. The states need to take back their power and take it away from the federal government. But like I've said, there's that struggle of the federal government trying to take the power, and the people in America are willingly giving it up, right, in the name of some... you know, great mission that they feel like we're on for the greater good.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
exactly.
Climate change. Or
so the reason why I bring that up, because yeah, that's a good point. And you know what? Everybody should, especially if you're in a state like Texas, it's constitutional carry. Strap on, strap it on. Listen to this. Listen to this. This was a total socialist, communist, Democrat. I like referring to them that way because it lump them all together. Mm-hmm. But listen, how they talk about those on the right.
Okay.
It's been like crazy online. The insane vitriol coming from these right-wing folks online, literally issuing calls to arms, telling people it's going to be a civil war. We saw clearly on January 6th how this, insanity online can move offline and become really dangerous and deadly. And I fear that's exactly what's happening now.
You notice they always refer back to January the 6th. They refer to January 6th for everything, but they seem to have amnesia. The liberal mind is not capable of remembering any of the wrong things that they've done. They're not able to remember. Let me remind, the Summer of Love, 2020, people were killed. They destroyed property. Mm. It was up to $1 billion in property damage, insurance policies. They don't want to talk about that. Federal buildings, they were locking federal agents inside of buildings, chaining the buildings, and trying to set the building on fire. The federal agents, but now you got these FBI agents, again, federal agents, doing this wokeness. It's like they have their heads so far up their butts that they don't even realize that they're doing it to themselves.
Right.
They're putting their head up their butt talking about, I see the problem. Think about that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, it's just so, it's maddening. And right. You know what? This happened right before Well, actually, right before they raided, and that's what they did, right before they raided President Trump's home, Ted Cruz was he was on the floor, or you know, they were in the committee, and they were talking about how the FBI, the freaking FBI, was talking about the Betsy Ross flag, the "Don't Tread on Me" symbol, and other patriotic symbols are a threat to national security.
Right.
Literally saying this. This is the FBI saying that the people, anyone who supports this, should be considered a threat. I mean, like, are you kidding me? And he, and I forget which one he said. There's one from here, Texas. I forget which one it was called. I had never heard of it, to be honest with you. But he said it's on the back of his boot. He walks through the halls. It's Mexican something. Texas Mexican something. I can't remember exactly, but it is on the back of his boot. And he says, I walk through the halls. Does this mean I'm a threat to the FBI? You know, and it's just something. And then all of a sudden, look, they find, and then not only that, they've also said that MAGA Republicans are the biggest threat to our society, our democracy. That's what they're saying. But guess what? MAGA Republicans are winning, and they're terrified of it.
Right.
They're terrified of it.
Yeah. I can't wait for November. I hope it's just a clean sweep. I really do.
I just hope it's a clean election. Because if it's a clean election,
true,
the Democrats lose.
Yes. Amen. I think so too.
I mean, seriously, if we want to be honest here, and of course, this broadcast is being sponsored by ATP, so we're not necessarily telling anyone how to vote, who to vote for. Mm-mm. But if just based on the information that we've seen, just the information that has come out, if it's a fair election, the Democrats are in trouble. That's right. Just the way it is. And if it's a bad election, if there's a lot of, if there's 2,000 mules, or if there's 4,000, 8,000, 16,000, 32,000, 64,000, 128,000 mules, right, 256,000 mules,
right,
it's going to be bad for the Republicans.
Right.
That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. And let me be clear about something. Not to say that, you know, some Republicans in the past haven't done, you know, things that they shouldn't have done, but look, never to this, to my understanding, never to this scale. Never to this scale. And then they find liberal federal judges talking about, well, there's not enough here to change the outcome of anything, so you need to move on. And then when more and more and more evidence pop up, they say, well, it's not enough. It's not enough. When you add them all together, it's more than enough. But they constantly keep saying it's not enough. It's not enough.
Right.
You know what? When I first heard about it, I was absolutely angry.
I think a lot of people were.
Oh my goodness. And I'm still angry.
Still frustrated, yeah.
I'm still angry because they did this to someone who was completely innocent. And they're
trying to make him guilty.
And again, it goes to that murder that never took place, but we got to keep investigating until we find a body.
I hope that people see.
We got to keep investigating until we find a body. There's no missing person report again, but we got to keep looking. There's something there.
We're going to take out a whole bunch of boxes so it looks like there is.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to take out all these boxes. And there's probably a pencil in one of them. You know, just a simple pencil in each box.
Yeah, you can't tell me that none of those FBI people didn't agree with doing that to try to make Trump look bad. You can't tell me that.
I've said that multiple times. I refuse to believe that every single FBI agent is woke. I refuse to believe it. There has to be some good. The problem is that the ones that are not woke, they're not doing anything.
They're intimidated.
They're not intimidated
by the injustice that's happening, and they're afraid.
They're afraid of losing their jobs, their pensions,
their livelihoods.
Being put in jail, political prisoners themselves. And these are FBI agents. I'm calling it out. I've never talked to one of them and even told me this. But you can imagine that's exactly what it is. We know that's what's happening. We know that's what's going down. We're talking about corruption at the highest. This has been the most corrupt in the history of this nation.
I mean, if she's upset with January 6th, she's to check out what happened in Sri Lanka. That's what our government's really worried about.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, we're here at the end. I want to thank everyone for participating. Don't forget, we are sponsored by you. So please go to go to any browser, type in ATP Project, American Truth Project. That's what it is, American Truth Project. Check them out. Please share this audio. Get the word out there. Get the message out there, because you and I, we are the change. You and I, we are the ones who can make the difference. Because the kings and queens, they're supposed to listen to us. My name is Will Johnson. God bless you, everybody. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. And be on the lookout for the next insanity to come. God bless. Take care.
Bye-bye, everybody.